Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
Now, Amy joins us here on News Talk. Amy, you had an unfortunate incident, I could say, in the Phoenix Park. What happened to you?
So basically, we went up to the Phoenix Park to see the deers, which obviously you're not supposed to do, which I soon found out. But we went up and we approached the deer. They were fine. There was loads of crowds of people, families with children, all feeding the deer, very close to them. So we seen no wrong as such. Went over, was feeding them the carrots, and one in particular just would not move away, and he was approaching me like continuously, and I went to take the carrot out of the bag, and I turned, and next of all, like, his antlers just came to the side of me and hit me straight in the jaw. So that was the experience.
So he actually hit you?
Yeah, he hit me. So I didn't feel the pain straight away because it was actually so cold out. But when I got home, like, the shock hit me and I could feel. Now, I've no bruising or anything, but, like, it was very sore after.
You must have got an awful fright.
Yeah, I did. To be honest, I just screamed and ran as soon as it happened.
And did you fall to the ground, like?
No, he didn't actually knock me to the ground now, thank God, but got a fair whack.
And you mentioned you were up feeding the deers. Had you other people with you, or family, or...?
Yeah.
And so what did you do, Amy, after this happened? You said you ran off, was it?
Yeah, so I ran and screamed when it happened. I got a shock in my life. We just continued to go on our walk, like, as we were out.
So what happened then when you got home? So he hit you with his antlers in the jaws?
So when I got home, I could feel the pain coming into my jaw, and I put ice in it. The swelling went down, and it's okay now. Like, you can still feel the pain, but it wasn't as bad as I expected, or as bad as it could have been. Like,
yeah,
it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. And how close had you been to the deer just prior to this happening?
We were close enough. Like, we were closer than we shouldn't have been. But I have been up there before, and never experienced anything like that. Now, like, I've been close enough to the deer, like, fed them grass and stuff before, and there's never been an experience like that. So it might have been the amount of people around them that caused them to react in the way they did.
Yeah, and, like, you know, it's funny because we heard from actually one of the superintendent of the Phoenix Park. We were speaking to him here on the show actually just back in December, because he was just talking, you know, about that, the fact that I suppose there was so many people trying to go out for walks now during the restrictions, and more people nearly than ever in the Phoenix Park. But, you know, they were just kind of saying to people, look, try and avoid, don't go near, don't feed the deer, just for reasons like this. I know sometimes maybe you didn't, you know, you mightn't have heard that, but what would you say to people now maybe that might be heading up there this weekend?
Most definitely stay away from them. Like, I know, obviously I've heard since that there are signs everywhere and common sense should come into play, but genuinely, from the car park to the cross where the deer, there was absolutely not one sign on the way. And as I said in a tweet, like, if I had seen a sign, common sense would have come into play, we wouldn't have went near them. But do you know what I mean? Like, it's people who make mistakes. So.
Ah, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And did you go and get your jaw checked?
No, I didn't, know. No. I just iced it and that was it.
I know. Look, it's sort of one of those things, you know, it's when it happens to you, you can get a real fright and... You know, just it'll. Well, I hope it doesn't put you off from going up to the Phoenix Park.
I'll definitely. Sure, I'll be following the signs. I won't be going to feed them in future. 100%, I'd say to stay as well, because as people are saying, like, they are wild animals. Like, you should not be going that close to them, because God knows what they can do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, Amy, thanks for getting in touch with us here, and just for, I suppose, issuing that warning, or reminding listeners of what can potentially happen. And mind yourself as well. Thanks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Actually, we did hear from, it was Paul McDonnell, who is the superintendent of the Phoenix Park in Dublin, and he spoke to us here on Lunchtime Live just back in December. He just gave us this warning about the deer.
A 14 stone animal could do a lot of damage to you. These animals have huge big antlers, particularly the bucks, mm-hmm. and also they have big strong jaws and teeth as well. So we're just really appealing to people to be sensible and to do come and see the deer, but like to keep 50 metres from them at all times. Like if your presence causes the deer to move away, then you're too close to them.
Yeah, Paul McDonald, superintendent of the Phoenix Park, speaking to us here on News Talk just last month.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.